Can we make first ladies great again? While George Washington was commander of the Continental Army, his wife Martha knitted socks, mended clothes, and visited sick soldiers, while also living in the military encampments during the Revolutionary War. Do you see Melania or Jill or Michelle doing that? Yeah, I don't think so. They're too busy selling ornaments on cable news, posing for Vogue, and dancing on talk shows. And let's not forget, Melania thought she was too good for the White House. I bet she would definitely think she was too good for a tent in the middle of the wilderness during a war. Elizabeth Monroe stopped the execution of Madame Lafayette during the French Revolution. Dolly Madison stayed behind at the White House to pack up the country's most treasured belongings. Mind you, the British were coming to burn it down. Do you really see Jill or Melania running around to save White House relics and paintings if an enemy is approaching to burn it down? Hell no! First Lady Lucy Hayes personally raised funds for Washington, D.C.'s poor communities and nudged cabinet members to also make contributions. These days, First Ladies frown out of resentment, utterly unamused and ungrateful for the opportunity and privilege that it is to be First Lady. They get to live a life for 4 to 8 years that is unmatched by any other woman in the country, an experience that less than 60 other women have been honored to have.
Working like a ass, my ass.
I know.
Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but...
Whether out front or more reserved, all of our early First Ladies were the reason we had the presidents that we did. They supported their husband's political ambition, acting as sole cheerleader and therapist. First Lady Helen Taft spent her life getting her husband William to the White House. She made connections, built up his confidence, helped refine his public speaking skills, and secured support for his nomination. President John Adams' wife Abigail was his most valued advisor. They were so intertwined that people in Washington referred to her as Mrs. President. First Lady Edith Wilson was essentially president when her husband Woodrow suffered a stroke. She was such a defender of him that she kept his condition secret, making sure the Oval Office remained his until he was well. Do you think Melania or Jill or Michelle are smart enough to be considered their husband's most trusted advisor? First ladies acted like social glue, mending fences and maintaining important relationships. They started traditions, preserved the White House, and acted as protectors of the impoverished. Today we have first ladies who are known more for their designer clothes, decorating the White House, and magazine covers. Definitely not because they've done anything for America. They wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire. Oh my God, no designer will dress Melania? Oh, the humanity. Guess what? They won't dress me either. To be upset over something like that, it really goes to show you that they think they're on some higher level as a human being, entitled and worthy of luxury. Does it really matter who dresses the first ladies anyway? Isn't that kind of insulting that we've reduced women down to their clothes? Who besides the elite does this "no designer will dress me" even apply to? Where I live, people dig through Goodwill bins of used clothes and buy them by the pound. No designer is consulted, that's for sure. You'll still find people wearing bumpets in their hair, chunky jewelry, and those godforsaken lace-trimmed tank tops that should have died in 2000. You know what I do when I need to know if my butt looks big or if I've overdone my accessories? I FaceTime my mother, like every woman in the country. Today, first ladies attach their name to feckless causes, of which the results can't be measured, and do nothing but waste taxpayer funds and waste time. Melania, be best. Michelle Obama, exercise more. And I don't even know what Jill was doing. Now, first ladies act like they're far too good for the White House. It's somehow beneath them. They are too good to even show up for their duties. Michelle can't come to Carter's funeral. And we know it took Melania well over 6 months to even move into the White House. If not for their country, could they not be a little bit more on board with what's going on for their husband's sake? We could use a first lady who gives a rat's ass about this country, one that cared enough to get involved or get out of the way, one that mended fences and supported the president. Yeah, MAGA, get offended. I'm plain sick of Melania's attitude. It's bratty and it reeks of entitlement. Sorry, your husband is president again and you get to be first lady. Access and experiences that no one else will get. Sorry that interferes with your busy day of doing nothing at Mar-a-Lago. I'm just so sick of being reminded how I'm beneath her and how all their first ladies think we're beneath them. Abigail Adams would shudder to think the feminism she advocated for 200 years ago had evaded our modern first ladies. Although bestowed with all the legal rights that Abigail didn't have, first ladies today purposefully allow themselves to be defined by senseless things. All the things that women in Abigail's day did not want to define them. Clothing and silence. Abigail would be appalled that a first lady would repeatedly not show up to support their husband. And I'm talking about the last three that we've had. Imagine ignoring your husband's presidential campaign, giving no care to help him out in any way you could, then showing up to his New Year's Eve party as president-elect with your tit hanging out. Oh, you can't be bothered to show up to a president's funeral? Who the f*** do you think you are? And again, what the hell is Jill even doing? I don't know what she's been up to for the last 4 years, but it's been nothing good. Maybe she's been hiding that crack that Hunter had in the White House. Melania and Jill and Michelle are just three women in a pretty long line of first ladies since the 50s who think that the role is all about them. That somehow we want to worship at the altar of a woman who got a position of power because of who she married. It's not the role of pageant queen, okay? It's a role that could be used for good in the country. But no, don't even bother moving into the White House. Don't stop your cokehead stepson from attending your parties. People like to refer to wives as a man's better half. My God, if first ladies of modern history are the good half, then what the f*** does that say about our presidents? Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.